Hello, Hornby Island. 12:01. And it's time for the High Noon Show. It's Tuesday, April the 26th, 2022. We got a big show for you today. What do we got going on here? What do we got? Hope you're all doing well at home. Staying dry, staying warm. We had a bit of a work party at Joe King on the weekend. Got the fence all fixed up. Thanks to everyone who showed up. And thanks to those who provided delicious chili. And dogs. Chili was good, really good. What do we got going on today? What do we got going on? We have, I think Beverly's on hiatus today. She gave me a holler a day or two ago. She told me something. I think she's, I don't know. She might call. If not, we're not going to have much comedy corner, that's for sure. I do have one myself. I went to the really awesome blues performance on Sunday night at the hall. Saw a bunch of you there. Tim Williams, Big Dave McLean, Sorry, the following program may not be suitable for all ages. Listener discretion is advised. Excuse me. I forgot the drummer's name. He's excellent as well. And David Gogo sat in for about an hour, the second set. Really great. Really great. Point being, Big Dave McLean told a little joke up there on stage, and it's slightly off color, but gonna repeat it later today for Comedy Corner. That's at 1:30. And if you got a joke, give me a call, because I don't think Beverly's calling, so keep your fingers by the trigger for that. You know the number, 335-0902, Comedy Corner, 1:30. Reports will be at the top of the hour, 1 o'clock, weather, traffic, puddles, and laundry. And we've got a couple of requests to get to, and a really great playlist. We got one set before the contest formerly known as the Sizzle Truck Sweepstakes, now known as the Lunch Lottery. That's coming up in 15 minutes. Your chance to win today a delicious noodle bowl from Forge Cafe. Forge Cafe is open Friday evening, 5 to 8:30, and then Saturday, Sunday during the day for lunch, 10:30 to 2:30. So if you haven't tried the noodle bowl there, they have delicious burgers as well, and like breakfast sandwich and a couple other things. The noodle bowls is like really delicious. It's kind of like a Thai peanut kind of sauce deal with lots of sprouts and cilantro and carrots and stuff, noodles. It's really good. You can win a free one if you can answer today's trivia. Today's trivia is world geography. In the category of world geography. So stay tuned for that. That's going to be after this first set. So let's just get right into that. And you listen for that lunch lottery music when it comes on. But first, we have the Graham Bond Organization right here on the High Noon Show.
As I was saying, don't forget, tomorrow we have Sonny Bob Williamson, Wednesday, Dick Morrissey and Bobby Breen. And don't forget, Clues Clique is open every day of the week except Thursday, Friday, Saturday and Sunday.
Thank you.
So there are. In a few weeks' time...
Have you got the applause sign? Have you got the applause? The sign that we hold up when we want them to applaud. Have you got that sign?
Well, Dick's got the clap.
Dick's got the clap. What? No,
No, that's a right. That's a very catchy joke.
When I raise my hand like that and go like this, we want
when
all
you
the
raise
chicks
your hand,
scream.
Smells.
Right, that's right. All the chicks scream now. That's most of the men screaming. What? They don't want to know.
They don't want to know.
They don't want to know.
Good old bit. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I've got to speak now as if you've just come in off the streets. So, cloakrooms. Cloakrooms to the right. Now, ladies and gentlemen, tonight is Monday night, and tonight is my guest night.
Get on Henry with Hall.
It. Who?
Henry Hall.
Oh, Henry Hall, yes. Ladies and gentlemen,
only had one.
Welcome to Klook's Clique, where, thank you. There's only three people here, it sounds like, on the microphone. So how many is there here? Let's have a big hand. Hey. Now, actually, we could still be cheating, because all we've got to do is put hand claps onto the tape. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Klook's Clique. Hey! Well, I'll start again. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, ABC minors. Oh, look, he keeps on kissing. Ladies and gentlemen, now welcome to Klook's Clique, where great one and only Graham Bond and his organisation is with us.
Yeah.
Bruce, Jack Bruce, come on now. Jack Bruce, wonderful. Harmonica, vocals, Jack Bruce, train time, his own number. Yeah.
Gold. jumping off home, had a good time, let face go. We been seeing in the stand, and the shoes are coming in. This is 200 cars, the number four world, the greatest thing. Hi, hi, my chest, let it kill, so no, it feels not high. Unicorn and majesty, one piece in combination, I do some alright. You know, it's you not feel, you can go to the door. There's people that actually like big yo.
That's Adriano Celentano with Prison Colin and Sinan Kusul. I give it my best shot. Anyway, before that, we had The Rapture with Echoes and a Grain Bond Organization tune, Train Time, with an introduction by Dick Dale. Right now, it's 12:19, and it's time for the lunch lottery. So you know the number, 335-0902. And I did message Bobby Brownwater out in Winnipeg that we'd be doing the lunch lottery right at 12:19. So we'll see if he calls. But you can call too. Geography. And it's specifically about the Kingdom of Denmark. That's the trivia. Kingdom of Denmark. So I didn't know about Kingdom of Denmark. I just thought there was Denmark, but there's a Kingdom of Denmark. There's a monarch who's Queen Margaret II. Margie's been queen since 72, and Denmark isn't the only country in the Kingdom of Denmark. There's two more. So the question is, what are the other two countries? 335-0902. I'll give you a hint. They're both island nations. Okay, so there's Denmark proper. You know, Copenhagen, all that. And then there's two other countries, part of the Kingdom of Denmark, or the Danish realm, if you prefer. What are the other two? Oh, there we go. It's somebody.
Who is it?
Let's see who it is. Can you hear me? Are you there?
I can hear you very clearly.
Who is this now?
This is Don.
Oh, Don. You sounded familiar. It's my father, Don.
Yes, that'll be it.
Were you listening to the radio with Brett the Jet?
I was.
So is this a combo attempt?
No, it was all mine.
Okay. So
and it's a wild ass guess. So
okay. Now watch your language live on the air, please.
Oh, yeah,
father.
True. All right. Sorry, son.
Now, did you hear the hint? Did you hear the question?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
The Kingdom of Denmark has two other countries.
That's right. Two other countries under its rule.
Yes, they're both island nations.
They're both island nations. That is correct. So are you going to take your first guess?
Well, I'm pretty sure the first one is Iceland.
Hold on. I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Oh, shoot.
Better luck next time, Father.
That's okay. I hopefully I provided some entertainment.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, folks, you heard it. Iceland. Iceland is incorrect. But he's on the right track. Two other island nations. He's like very warm in the vicinity. I'll give you another hint. Okay. One of the island nations is the largest island in the world. Okay. Now, if you think you got that one, the other one, the second answer, okay. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, is that Dan?
This is, who's this?
This is your father.
Okay. Okay. Well, I don't think we have rules about calling back. I've let Beverly do it before. I've also let, I've let Beverly do it before. So, do you have another guess?
I do. Well, I'm going to start with my second guess from my first attempt.
Okay.
Which was the Faroe Islands.
That is absolutely correct. That was the tougher of the two. My hint for that was it's closer to Scotland than any other country.
Right, right. And my correct guess, following up on my incorrect guess, not Iceland, but Greenland.
Greenland. Absolutely correct.
All right.
Well done. Okay. Dad, is this your first win ever on the lunch
first
lottery?
First win ever. I've always been a little embarrassed about calling in to my son.
And now we know why.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, congratulations.
I've fulfilled your expectations.
I will. Yeah. I will get you the details of your delicious noodle bowl from Forge Cafe when I see you later on.
Awesome. Sounds great.
Okay.
Thanks, Ben.
Thanks, Dad. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Well, I don't know if there's a word they use sometimes called nepotism. I don't know if that qualifies, but whatever. It's the High Noon Show. It's my show, so deal with it, folks. All right, it's 12:24. It's April of 26th. 2022. Let's get into some more music here. Next on the docket is some music, and then reports at the top of the hour, 1 o'clock. Now, if you were tuned in earlier, you know that I don't believe Beverly's calling for Comedy Corner at 1:30. So if you got any jokes, keep them in your holster and give me a shout. 335-0902. 1:30 would be great. I'm going to retell the one that Big Dave McLean told at his at the blues show on Sunday night at the hall. A little offside, but it's no swears or anything. It's just, you know, one of those that walks the line. And so I'll tell that one. And if any of you folks at home have one for me too, that'd be awesome. Okay, let's do the music thing. This is a request going out to Braden in Courtney. It's King Buffalo, Red Star on the High Noon Show. Hello, Hornby. That was actually Hiromi Hirono Hosono, not King Buffalo, Braden's request. This is King Buffalo. Red Star, Part 1 and 2.
Hello, Hornby. It's me, Stevie the Hawk. You're listening to Ben Peterson on the High Noon Show, 96.5 CHFR. The Chuffer. Let's roll.
I don't want Dexter ill today?
Mr. Kirk, Dexter's in school.
I'm afraid he's not, Miss Fishmore. Dexter's truancy problem is way out of hand. The Baltimore County School Board have decided to expel Dexter from the entire public school system.
Mr. Kirk, I'm enough dead as you to learn Dexter's truancy, but surely expulsion is not the answer.
I'm afraid expulsion is the only answer. It's the opinion of the entire staff that Dexter is criminally insane.
That boy needs therapy.
Psychosomatic.
That boy needs therapy.
Lying down on the couch.
What does that mean?
You're a nut. You're crazy in the coconut.
What does that mean?
That boy needs therapy.
I'm gonna kill you.
That boy needs therapy.
Granny Gazoo, let's have it, you. I want to count three.
That boy needs therapy.
He was white as a sheep.
And he also made false teeth.
Business continues below.
Did I ever tell you the story about
cowboys
and midgets
and the Indians
and what frontier
psychiatrist? I felt strangely hypnotized.
I was in another world. The world of 20,000 girls
and rectangles.
Two optometrists.
A man with a golden eyeball.
And tight in your buttocks.
Or juice on your chin.
I promised my girlfriend I'd
get the violin.
Zombie Island. That was Neon Baby by The Comet Is Coming. Before that, The Avalanches with Frontier Psychiatrist, The Winstons with Amen Brother, and we kicked off that set with Manfred Mann, Chapter 3, One Way Glass. It's 1 o'clock, and that means right now it's time for reports. A quick note. Quick thank you to our sponsors. Our sponsors are a list of local businesses, and I don't have one assigned to me today, so I'm just going to mention a few here. Donna and Janessa Twelly with Royal LePage. Heron Rock Friendship Center Society, Hornby Island Blues Society, Hornby Island Co-op Store, Hornby Island New Horizons, Recycling Depot, HIRA, The Education Society, Margaret Rabina, Pemberton Homes Real Estate, Tom Naughton, Yanni Anderson, First Credit Union, Licks, Dr. Walford, Dr. Wiseman, Hornby Island Soap, AFC Construction, David Cloud, Syzygy, Gaspar, Lizard the Pearl, John and Jane Laskin, Jeff Rubinoff, the Hornby Festival Society, Michelle Labonte and his family, High Seek, Isla de Lorena Vineyard, Seabreeze Lodge, Sizzle, Forage, and anonymous sponsors. That's the list, folks. Now, not included on that list is all you listeners at home who have your annual memberships, $20 memberships. There was a membership drive just 2 weeks ago at the co-op porch. If you didn't manage to renew or pick up your annual subscription there, you can do it on your phone or your computer, hornbyradio.com. Hornbyradio.com. Couple clicks and you're there. $20 annually. Thank you. Thank you for doing that, everybody. Member supported. Commercial free radio right here on CHFR. Okay, reports. Let's get into the reports. Weather. Weather. 10 minutes ago, it was raining. Now it's not. Now there's sun shining. Although it does look like it might rain again. So take precautions if you're heading out. Not too cold, though. There's a slight breeze, but nothing major. Traffic. Traffic's all clear. Puddles. There's a couple puddles. Nothing too drastic, though. Over in front of the gym, between the gym and the hockey box, there's a couple there. One medium-sized one in front of the studio here. Other than that, not too bad. Puddles are down, mud is up, as a wise man once said. Laundry is over there 10 minutes ago. And exciting news, it may not be the most timely of news, but sometime in the last couple of weeks, the third washer's back and the third dryer. So there's three of each. So we're talking about major capacity upgrades here, people. And what's happening right now is, there is action in the laundry room. And maybe she can hear me. Can you hear me, kind laundry goer? Give me a thumbs up out the window if you can hear me. Maybe she turned the radio off. There was two washers on the go, but they're both on spin cycle. So they're going to be free, I'm guessing, right now. And two over to the dryers, I guess. So now's a good time. All three washers should be free, and soon enough, those dryers will be free too. Thumbs up out the window if you can hear me. Oh, she can hear me. All right, right on. So have you just moved your laundry over to the dryers? Is that what's happening? Another thumbs up. Okay. Do you happen to know how long the dryer usually takes? No. Arms in the air. Okay. So I'm guessing half hour plus, those dryers will be in use. Then they'll be open for business, folks, awaiting their next victim. Okay, thus concludes the laundry report. Um, 106, everybody. I guess I better do the community announcements now. And then we'll just cruise on through the last hour of the show. There's an art show and reception at the hall April 30th. That's the Saturday. Doesn't have a time, but it is definitely this Saturday at the hall. It's called Blues Where Art Thou? All media and disciplines welcome. Okay, so they're looking for submissions, I guess, as well as letting people know when to come. Okay. I think this is part of, maybe it's the kickoff to Blues Fest. I don't know. There's a blues workshop schedule. Visit hornby-blues.bc.ca. for this year's blues workshop schedule. Hornby Arts. Events at hornbyarts.com. It's their email. Okay, here's some more information about Blues Week. Brought to you by Hornby Island Blues Society. Hornby Island Blues Society, one of CHFR's commercial sponsors. So Blues Week starts next week, folks. Monday, May the 1st. There's tickets for two acoustic nights at Seabreeze. So you got to go to the Hornby Island Blues Workshop webpage. Okay, so that's hornby-blues.bc.ca. Hornby-blues. It's $35 per concert, plus $10 for Blues Society membership. And there's a couple acoustic nights at the Seabreeze, and there's a couple electric night dance tickets for Wednesday the 3rd at the hall. Those are $40 plus $10 for the Blues Society membership. Okay, so you can get more info via telephone, including ticket purchase. Contact Regan. Phone number. Got your pencil? Number is 218-4797. Or her email, FaheyRegan@gmail.com. Okay, Art Week, Blues Week, Blues Week, hornby-blues.bc.ca. Oh yeah, this one. There's a spring play reading series featuring new Canadian theatrical works. Hornby Island Theatre Society and Hornby Island Education Society Literacy Outreach. They're happening now on Sundays. They're happening right now, and they're going till middle of June on Sundays. Join us as we reconnect with our love of theater. Everyone is welcome to all sessions. Come read, listen, discuss, and enjoy. Sunday afternoons, 3:30 to 5:30. Room to grow. Suggested donation, $2 to $5 per session. If you'd like to read for a role in any of the plays, please contact Andrea Quebec at gigglinggoatgal@gmail.com. Announcement. Construction of City West's Fiber to the Home network has started on Denman Island, with Hornby Island following. City West wants to encourage residents and businesses to sign up for a free fiber optic drop connection. This will allow you to access reliable internet speeds, TV, and phone when services are available. You can fill out a form online at citywest.ca, dropping in, or call 1-800-442-8664. Yeah, and I know that you can sign up for the free optic, free fiber optic drop connection, where they run a underground cable from the road to your house without damaging anything. And if they do, they said they promise to fix it. That's all for free, and you're not committed. You're not committed to signing up for this service. Sign up for that. citywest.ca. Okay, NEP. Neighborhood Emergency Preparedness Program. This is an initiative being implemented by HIRA's Emergency Preparedness Committee, with support from the Comox Valley Emergency Program and Comox Valley Regional District. If you want to be involved in your neighborhood, get in touch with NEP. NEP through HIRA. So go to the HIRA website and look for emergency preparedness. Alrighty, NEP. 24-hour crisis line and text line for women. It's the Lily House. The Lily House out of, they serve Comox Valley, including Denman and Hornby, and they can provide a taxi service from Buckley Bay to a safe shelter if you need it. Free and confidential counseling is available. There's a phone number, crisis line number, 250-338-1227, and a text number, 250-218-4034. 24 hours, free service. That's it for community announcements. Okay. Time now, 1:14. 1:14. Let's get into some more music. We don't have that much longer till Comedy Corner at 1:30. And I don't believe Beverly's calling, although maybe she'll surprise us. So call me here at the station if you got one. 335-0902. This is the Bobby Brownwater Interprovincial Pick of the Week. Bobby Brownwater hailing from Winnipeg, Manitoba. Nice weather out there right now. Flooding everywhere. Snow yesterday. Snowstorm last week. Now, of course, it's all melting and they got rain coming in. And cars underwater. Nothing to do with the pick today. The pick is NWA. Express Yourself for the High Noon Show.
Yo, man, it's a lot of brothers out there flaking and perpetrating, but scared to kick reality.
Man, you've been doing all this dope producing. You ain't had a chance to show them what time it is.
So what you want me to do?
Express yourself. I'm expressing with my full capabilities. And now I'm living in correctional facilities. Cause some don't agree with how I do this. I get straight and meditate like a Buddhist. I'm dropping flavor, my behavior is hereditary. But my technique is very necessary. Blame it on Ice Cube, because he said it gets funky when you got a subject and a predicate. Add it on a dope beat, and it'll make you think. Some suckers just tickle me pink to my stomach, cause they don't flow like this one. You know what? I want
hesitate to diss one or two before I'm through, so don't try to sing this. Some drop science, well I'm dropping English. Even if Yella makes it a cappella, I still express, yo, I don't smoke weed or cess, cause it's known to give a brother brain damage, and brain damage on the mic don't manage nothing but making a sucker in you equal. Don't be another sequel.
Spread yourself.
Dome. I'm your host, a friendly neighborhood baritone. Vocals channel the spirits of old poets. I don't drink, a glass never will hold a wet. Similar to Paul Lawrence Dunbar. From the crew you thought was just all chorus and one star. Now, I'm 1/6 of a clique that runs shit, while commercial counterparts are in constant conflict. I'm a lot of details, on my body be scales. I'm from Ida B. Wells, middle seat, feeling good time since like 11 with the window peak, delicate mind like Michael Evans. Every posse recline and watch me get applause. Pouring reservoirs on your desert shores. You're witnessing mental and verbal fitness, friend. Tuna fish are descended from Lake Michigan.
Hey, wait a minute. Yes.
What?
Who are you?
I'm Charlie Tuna. Competition, listen.
You know what to do.
Go for it, you know.
Charlie Tuna. Bringing it straight to you.
Come on,
go to me.
Go for it, you know.
You can't pass it by. Charlie 2 and 8.
Put the light in his
wrong. Coming straight from shot.
All day with
and I say that I'm much more than just some backpack crap. Intelligent rap act or militant black cat. Killing venomous platinum plaque max. By forever spitting relevant facts and that's that. Ain't how you play the game, it's how the game plays you. Way true, cadence is wild style like phase two. Touring without rest and bless. My skull's laced with titanium plates that pass metal detection. Yes, instant vintage. Deep in the trenches, every sentence can leave speakers defenseless. Peeking through fences and speaking bleak up in Memphis. Oh, wait, peeking your interest with heat seeking intentions.
Hey, wait a minute.
What, man?
Who are you?
I'm Charlie Turner. Competition, listen.
You got work to do.
Go for what you do.
Charlie to LA.
And shake your shoulders.
Bringing it straight to you.
Did you need a little?
Come on, go to LA.
Go for what you do.
You can't pass it by.
And shake your shoulders.
Charlie to LA.
Something right in his wrong.
Coming straight from shot. Today.
I'm from the city where they buried Al Capone and house music was born. Robert Kelly performed and heavy styles were shown. I made Hydra and settled miles from home. Coast to coast, LA from Chicago. With the apostle spitting this gritty gospel. The ghetto diplomat, apocalyptic rap. I'm gifted, come to grips with that fact.
Hey, wait a minute.
You're learning while the turntable turning. People should know me more than for just the verbal hermit. Hermit. Monster.
Yes.
What?
Who are you?
I'm Charlie Turner.
Come on, go today.
Competition, listen.
You got work to do.
Go for what you do.
Charlie to LA.
And shake your shoulders.
Bringing it straight to you.
Did you need a little?
Come on, go today.
Go for what you do.
You can't pass it by.
And shake your shoulders.
Charlie to LA.
Something right in his wrong.
Coming straight from shot.
This one's going out to the fabulous fleas.
Could ever really last forever, but if you try,
try.
Girl, we can do some things. She gave me headphones, said, have you heard this sound? I think I've heard this one is totally underground. I wouldn't let her go then, she wouldn't let me go. Just ask the neighbors, man, it's unbelievable. I played the morning rising, she played the setting sun. She said she couldn't stay when her night had just begun. So what's the altitude? I said it's out of sight. What's with the attitude? And she said it's alright. So what's the altitude? I said it's out of sight. Without abandon, we dance, we party all night. We party all night. Me to know what she didn't know herself. Said I was one among rappers, hey now that's something else. We played a vocal mission to play the cosmic sky. How can we make the distance? You've always known my high. We're letting people know what we now know ourselves. That we are one among others. Hey now that's something else. She gave me headphones. Said, have you heard this sound? You know I've heard this one, girl. Let's get out of town. This love is like a drug and we bonded chemically. We're letting you know better, living along through chemistry.
To you is seek professional help.
Thank you for joining us live on the air.
My pleasure.
One nation under God has turned into one nation under the influence of one drug. Television, the drug of a nation. Breeding ignorance and feeding radiation on television. The drug of a nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. TV, its satellite links are United States of unconsciousness. Apathetic, therapeutic, and extremely addictive. The methadone metronome, pumping out 150 channels 24 hours a day. You can flip through all of them, and still there's nothing worth watching. TV is a reason why less than 10% of our nation reads books daily. Why most people think Central America means Kansas. Socialism means un-American, and apartheid is a new headache remedy. Absorbed in its world, it's so hard to find us. It shapes our minds the most. Maybe the mother of our nation should remind us that we're sitting too close to the television. The drug of a nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation on television. The drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. TV is a stomping ground for political candidates, where bears in the woods are chased by Grecian formulated bald eagles. TV is mechanized politics, remote control over the masses, co-sponsored by environmentally safe gases. Watch for the PBS special. It's a perpetuation of the two-party system, where image takes precedence over wisdom, where soundbite politics are served to the fast food culture, where straight teeth in your mouth are more important than the words that come out of it. Race baiting is the way to get selected. Will he Horton or will he not get elected on television? The drug of a nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation on television. The drug of a nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation.
On the screen is an address where you can mail your tithe offering or gift of love.
Okay, got the idea? All right, now let's concentrate.
Is it the reflector or the director? Does it imitate us or do we imitate it? Because a child watches 1,500 murders before he's 12 years old. And then we wonder why we created a Jason generation that learns to laugh rather than abhor the horror. TV is a place where armchair generals and quarterbacks can experience firsthand the excitement of video warfare as the theme song is sung in the background. Sugar sweet sitcoms that leave us with a bad actor taste.
while pop stars metamorphosize into soda pop stars. You saw the video, you heard the soundtrack. Well, now go buy the soft drink. Well, the only cola that I support would be a union COLA cost of living allowance on television. The drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation on television. The drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. Irregularly programmed schedule, hidden cleverly between heavy-breasted beer and car commercials. CNN, ESPN, ABC, BCB, TNT, but mostly BS, where oxymoronic language like virtually spotless, fresh, frozen, light yet filling, and military intelligence have become standard. TV is a place where phrases are redefined, like recession to necessary downturn, crude oil on a beach to moose, civilian death to collateral damages, and being killed by your own army is now called friendly fire. TV is a place where the pursuit of happiness has become the pursuit of trivia, where toothpaste and cars have become sex objects, where imagination is sucked out of children by a cathode ray nipple. TV is the only wet nurse that would create a cripple. Television, the drug of the nation, breeding ignorance, feeding radiation on television. The drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation on television. The drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation on television. The drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation.
The Disposable Heroes of Hypocrisy. On the High Noon Show, before that, Cut Chemist featuring Hymnal, What's the Altitude, Charlie Tuna coming through, and we kicked it off with NWA Express Yourself for the RBI PPOTW. It's 1:33 Ormby Island, and it's time now for Comedy Corner. So call me, 335-0902. Are you out there? And do you have a joke? 335-0902. Gonna queue one up here while I'm waiting for you to call. Okay. Here's one from Cousin Mikey.
Wait a second here.
Wait a second. Let's get this figured out. Like this. Turn that down. Like that. Here we go. Cousin Mikey.
Walks into a bar and sits down.
Here we go.
A man with a large round orange head walks into a bar and sits down at the bar, and the bartender says, you're going to have to explain to me what's going on here. What's with your giant round orange head? And the man says, I was walking down the street there under the bridge, and I found a little lamp, and I started to rub it, and wouldn't you know it, a genie popped out. And the genie says to me, he says to me that I can have 3 wishes. And so I go, okay, well, that sounds good. The genie says, what do you want for your first wish there? And I said, for my first wish, I think I'd like why I'd like $100 million. So the genie grants me that wish, and I check my bank account, and by God, wouldn't you know it, I got $100 million in my checking account. Unbelievable. And for your second wish, what would you like? Says the genie. And so I say, well, for my second wish, I'd like to be married to the most beautiful woman on the planet. And sure enough, wouldn't you know it, I open my wallet, and what do I see? Is wedding photos for me and the most gorgeous woman I've ever seen in my life. Bartender says, my goodness, this is incredible. Go on. And the man says, well, yeah, so this is where the genie asked for my third wish. And admittedly, I think this is where I screwed up, is because I wished for a giant round orange head.
All right, Hornby Island, you know the number. 335-0902. I mentioned earlier that I was at the blues show on Sunday night. Tim Williams, Big Dave McLean. Big Dave told a joke. I'm going to repeat it here. The chicken and the egg were lying in bed together. The chicken lights up a smoke, and he says, well, I guess that answers that question. All right. Will no one call? 335-0902. Let's do some more music then, folks, shall we? 137. And speaking of the blues show and Big Dave McLean, told that joke the other night. Here's a track by him. We got a couple more sets here to go, and then Ellicat will be taking over just after 2. Here's Big Dave McLean, Manitoba Mud on the High Noon Show.
My red flyer wagon got a busted wheel, stuck in the muddy Manitoba. Well, it don't beat a thing, no, it ain't no big deal, stuck in the muddy Manitoba. I got one eye on the future, I got one eye on the past. I may be hitting bottom, but I sure had a blast. I got a pocket full of nothing, I'm trying to make it last. Stuck in the muddy Manitoba. The Manitoba mud is so plain to see. The Manitoba mud is the place to be. If you think I should move, you can go climb a tree. Stuck in the muddy Manitoba. Now big movie stars off the silver screen, they've been stuck in the mud in Manitoba. Yeah, musicians and athletes, some of the best you ever seen, stuck in the mud in Manitoba. When people cross the country, no matter where they go, they come back to the middle, to our Manitoba home. Back to friendships and memories, some of the best they've ever known, stuck in the mud in Manitoba. The Manitoba mud is so plain to see. The Manitoba mud is the place to be. If you think I should move, go climb a tree. Stuck in the mud in Manitoba. Gallery in the Forks, they're all stuck in the mud in Manitoba. The stage, the Winnipeg Valley, and our great symphony, of course, stuck in the mud in Manitoba. We've got all kinds of folks in diverse communities. The customs of their cultures leave a lasting memory. A better class of people you're never gonna see. They're all stuck in the mud in Manitoba. See, the Manitoba mud is the place to be. If you think I should move, you can go climb a tree. Stuck in the mud in Manitoba. Pegwis Trail, stuck in the mud in Manitoba. From the High and Lonesome Club right to the Headingley Jail, stuck in the mud in Manitoba. Yeah, from Thompson in the north down to Morris in the south, it's friendly Manitoba, that's what it's all about. It makes me feel so proud, it makes me want to shout. Stuck in the mud in Manitoba. Stuck in the mud in Manitoba. Stuck in the mud in Manitoba.
Your dog and it doubles on sacks. Doubles on sacks, you can jump back, Jack. See you later. construction that never needs ironing. Well, it takes weights off hips, busts, thighs, chin, midriff, gives you dandruff, and it finds you a job. It is a job, and it strips the phone company free tape ten for private exchange, and it gives you denture rather. And you know it's a friend, and it's a companion, and it gets rid of your traveler's checks. It's new, it's improved, it's old fashioned. Well, it takes care of business, never needs binding, never needs binding, never needs binding. Gets rid of blackheads, heartbreakers, psoriasis. Christ, you don't know the meaning of heartbreak, buddy. Come on, come on. Come on, come on. Cause it's effective, it's defective. It creates household odors, it disinfects, it sanitizes for your protection. Gives you an erection, it wins the election. Why put up with painful coins any longer? It's a redeemable coupon, no obligation, no salesman will visit your home. We got a jackpot, jackpot, jackpot. Prizes, prizes, prizes. All work guaranteed. How do we do it? 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 We need your business. We're going out of business. We'll give you the business. Get on the business end of all. Going out of business sale. Receive all. Free brochure. Free brochure. Read the easy to follow assembly instructions. Batteries not included. Send before midnight tomorrow. Terms available. Step right up. Step right up. Step right up. You got it, buddy. A large print giver and a small print taker away. Step right up. You can step right up. You can step right up. Come on, step right up. Get away from me, can you, buddy? Step right up.
especially in my mileage chamber. But here I am in prison. Here I am with a ball and chain, yeah. Much a ring, dumb a do, dumb a da. Work for my daddy, oh. Work for my daddy, oh. There's whiskey in the jar. I got drunk on whiskey, oh. And I love, 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 I love. And she will, I will bear on. Down the dirty town, that dirty old town.
Me pistol and I then produced me rapier. Say stand and deliver, for you are a bold deceiver. Mush your ring, dum do dum da. Work for the daddy o, work for the daddy o. There's whiskey in the jar. I counted out his money and it made a pretty penny. I put it in me pocket and I took it home to Jenny. She sighed and she swore that she never would deceive me. But the devil take the women, for they never can be easy. Mushering dum do dum da. Wipe all the daddy-o, wipe all the daddy-o. There's whiskey in the jar. I went into my chamber all for to take a slumber. I dreamt of golden jewels and for sure it was no wonder. But Jenny drew me charging and she filled them up with water. Then sent for Captain Farrell to be ready for the slaughter. Mushering dum do dum da. Wife all the daddy-o, wife all the daddy-o. There's whiskey in the jar. 'Twas early in the morning just before I rose to travel. Up comes a band of footmen and likewise Captain Farrell. I first produced me pistol, for she'd stolen away me rapier. But I couldn't shoot the water, so a prisoner I was taken. Mushering dum do dum da. Wife all the daddy-o, wife all the daddy-o. There's whiskey in the jar. Now there's some take the light in the carriages a-rolling, and others take the light in the Harley and the bowling. But I take the light in the juice of the barley, and courting pretty fair maids in the morning bright and early. Mushering dum do dum da. Wipe all the daddy-o, wipe all the daddy-o. There's whiskey in the jar. If anyone can aid me, 'tis me brother in the army. If I can find a station in Cork or in Killarney, and if he'll go with me, we'll go roaming in Kilkenny. And I'm sure he'll treat me better than me own me sporting Jenny. Mushering dum do dum da. Wipe all the daddy-o, wipe all the daddy-o. There's whiskey in the jar. Mushering dum do dum da. Wipe all the daddy-o, wipe all the daddy-o. There's whiskey in the jar.
Hello, Hornby Island. That was the Dubliners, Whiskey in the Jar. And it was a double shot because before that was Thin Lizzy. Kicked that set off with Big Dave McLean, Manitoba Mud, and Tom Waits right after that. Step right up. It's 1:57, folks, and that means we're winding down. Got one more track for you before Ella Cat starts her show at 2. So without further ado, we got a request for Jay and Courtney. We'll see you all next week. Actually, you won't see you all next week, Hornby Island. It's going to be 2 weeks off for the High Noon Show, but we'll see you in the middle of May. This is Shannon and the Clams with Ozma on the High Noon Show.
It's the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
That is not Shannon and the Clams, but this is.
We'll be right back.
All right. Hello, Hornby. It's Ella. Yeah, that was a nice little seamless break.